Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries radio broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that we have been kept by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. And that's what we are talking about today. We're going to talk about the blood of Jesus because it'll never lose its power and it reaches to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley, but it'll never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus. And our scripture is coming from 1 John and the first chapter and the 7th verse. So that's 1 John, the first chapter, and the 7th verse. And it reads, "But if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now thanking you and lifting your name on high. Father God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, the sins that we've committed willingly and unwillingly. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus on today and every day. For since, Father God, you said that there was be no remission of sins if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus. And so we thank you for that blood that you shed on Calvary that'll wash us and cleanse us and make us white as snow. Father God, speak to our hearts on today and let us, Father, eat from that manna from on high, and that we will not only hear, but that we will take heed to your will and to your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, and praise God. Mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is omnipotent and omniscient, and he's ever-present. And we just thank him on today because he has kept us for another day's journey. And the blood of Jesus, we talked about it a couple of months ago, how it never will lose its power. And we played the song, "Oh, the blood of Jesus." Well, we need, the world needs the blood to know that the blood of Jesus, it will wash us and it will cleanse us from all sin. Hebrews 9:22 states, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission of sin." So Jesus, he will not only cleanse us, but he will forgive us. There's remission means a forgiveness. A remission, if you go to the dictionary, it means the solution of a debt, a charge, or having to pay a penalty. Because, you know, Jesus, he's so merciful and he's so kind and compassionate. He's a loving God. And he wants us to come unto him that our labor and heavy are laden, and he will give us rest for our soul. But he also wants us to know that he will forgive us of our sins. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God, and there's no sin that God won't forgive. All we have to do is know that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and we may obtain mercy in the time of need. And we have to first seek him, and we need to first go to God, and we need to ask God to forgive us of our sins in the name of Jesus. And then he can cleanse us. He can wash those sins away and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. And then he wants us to not only ask for forgiveness, but repent and have a be heartily sorrowful of those sins and make an about face, a change, and not to go back to those old stinking sins, but to come out from among those sins and the people. And he said, "Be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." And he wants us to be clean and pure and holy and sanctified and just. Amen. And then he tells us about the cleansing that only comes, the blood of Jesus washes us, it cleanses us. In 1 John 1:7-9, we just read, it tells us that Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And that's through that shedding of the blood that was shed on Calvary, on that hill called Golgotha. You know, we have blood, and some people need blood transfusions, but we need the blood of Jesus, amen. And there's no type of that is similar to the blood of Jesus. It's no type A or type O. It's a special and it's just a blood that comes from on high, that Jesus had paid the price, and that it has power, and it has healing virtue, and it has a deliverance. It has sanctification and cleansingness, and it even will wash us and make us white as snow. And that's powerful. There's no other name under heaven, Jesus said, whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So the blood that Jesus has is powerful. Oh, wow. And in that song we sing, it reaches to the highest mountain, amen, and the lowest valley. And so whatever, the blood of Jesus can wash you. The blood of Jesus can help you, and the blood of Jesus will keep you, amen, if you want to be kept. You know, you ask God every day in the name of Jesus for the blood of Jesus to be upon you and your household and your family, and then the devil has to flee because the blood of Jesus is just powerful. The demons cannot stand in the presence of the blood of Jesus, amen. because that blood is just special. It's a power. It's anointed. Amen. And we know that the anointing removes the burden. It destroys the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you're struggling with today, whatever demon may be attacking you, even in your mind, even in your thought, wherever you may find yourself, whatever state you find yourself in, you can always plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood of Jesus. It'll bring you out of that sin. It'll bring you out of all that unrighteousness and all that filth. Amen. Because it'll purify you. And then you can ask God for his blood type. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Amen. And let him fill you up, and let him, his blood just cleanse you and wash you. Amen. Amen. And we're looking in the scriptures of today about the other scriptures in the Bible, the Holy Bible, where the blood of Jesus is referred. And in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 19th verse, it reads, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Amen. Amen. And so because Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for us and died for you and me, that you and I might have a right to the tree of life, then we can enter into the Holy of Holies. Amen. We can enter into his presence. And like we spoke on last Saturday, that we are seated in heavenly places. Amen. Amen. And we can enter into the holiest of holies. Amen. And then Romans 3:24-25 reads, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." And because Jesus is so kind and merciful, you know, he died just so we could be forgiven and that we would be able to spend eternity with him and to be clean. Well, I mean, that's a abundant grace, amen, supernatural grace that he provides. And then 1 Peter 1:18-19 reads, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers." Hebrews 9:14, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Amen. So his blood will just purge your conscience. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. That's a powerful blood. The blood of Jesus will purge your conscience to serve the true and living God. Oh, won't Jesus do it? Father God, yes, purge our conscience, Lord Jesus, Father God, so that we may serve the true you, the true and living God. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Awesome. Purge his blood will purge our conscience. Wow, awesome. Romans 5:9, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Amen. Saved from wrath through him. And we are justified by his blood. So his blood justifies us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you need justice on today? If you need justice, the blood of Jesus, he said in Romans 5:9, it is justified. You are justified by his blood. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelations 12:11 reads, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." They talking about the devil. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. And they loved not their lives unto the death. So you know, you are overcomers through the blood of Jesus. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, which strengthens you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I thank him on today, don't you? Thank him for his blood type. His blood is anointed blood. Amen. And if we think about how the story goes and how he went, you know, he went through a suffering process for us just so that we could live again and have eternal, the gift of eternal life if we choose. And it's a free will that he gives us. He doesn't force himself on us or make us come. You know, we talked about last Saturday, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. He doesn't make us come to him. He says, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. So Jesus wants us, he says, freely ye have received, freely give. Amen. And so the Lord, he wants us to be able to receive his word freely. Amen. And then once we receive it and it's in us and we have that blood of Jesus applied on our life and we're living for Jesus and we're covered by the blood of Jesus, then he wants us to freely give that gift of the blood of Jesus to someone else. Give that word, sow that seed, amen, into someone else's life. And so we want to be able to be soul winners for Jesus, amen. When you get saved in the blood of Jesus, you know what the power of the blood of Jesus has done for you. You want to go and tell others so they can be a witness too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus will do it. He'll do it every time because he's just God, and he's God all by himself. And he said beside him there is none other. You know, there is no secret what God can do. As I always say, what he's done for others, he'll do it for you. All you must do is believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But he wants us to come. He says, whosoever will, let him come. Remember, he said he stands at the door and he knocks. And he says, if any man has opened up the door, he says, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Hallelujah. Do you want to have supper with the Lord? Hallelujah. You can dine and have sweet fellowship and communion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can drink from the cup of new wine. Hallelujah. You know, he says, you know, old things are passed away. He says, behold, he says, I'll make all things new. Jesus Christ will give you a new life and a new beginning. He'll turn your life around, and what's ever broken, he'll fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. Any voids in your life, he'll fill it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we must study our word. We must read the scripture and study ourselves to show ourselves approved and a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then as we study the word, we can know his word, and then we can pray God's word, and we can allow God to speak to us in fellowship, in communion, in prayer, in supplication to him. Amen. As we petition him for things and as we give him thanks every day, that's a form of prayer. But sometimes God wants us to just listen, and he said, peace, be still. And he'll speak, and when he speaks, he will speak just as it's just as clear and distinct, and you will know that you have heard from the Lord. Amen. But we have to find that quiet time where we can, as the old gospel spiritual, Negro spiritual, say, steal away to Jesus. Amen. And so we need to steal away to Jesus and find some time to just hear what God is saying unto us. Amen, amen. Because sometimes there is a corporate anointing that he wants to pour down on a body of individuals or the body of Christ. And sometimes there's just an individual anointing, and he wants to just talk with you individually, one-on-one. Amen. Amen. It's just like we have corporate prayer, we have individual prayer. Amen. Amen. And so prayer is the key, and it changes things and people too. There was a segment that I did last year in 2017 was I Know What Prayer Can Do. Amen. And so prayer is the key, and we must know that prayer is the key, and faith unlocks that door, because the Lord tells us in his word, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so we must believe that he is. Amen. We must believe in Jesus Christ, and we must know that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he will provide. Amen. Whatever he said, and he what you need, God's got it. He said in his promises, all of them are yea and amen. So if God said it, then that settles it, because he said he is not a man that he should lie. So he is not a man that he's going to lie to you. To men a lie, and to you, and a woman a lie to you. But God said he'll never leave you, and he said he'll never forsake you. And he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, because he's perfect. So he's just all everything. He's all that and then some and more. And he's in and everything that you need him to be. And, you know, Jesus, he will just blow your mind. He will not only fill your cup will overflow with supernatural and spiritual blessings. Amen. And, you know, we talked about the peace that he gives. And he said that peace that passes all understanding. You know, so you can't even comprehend the peace that God gives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Ooh, divine peace, sweet peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And even what about that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory? Hallelujah. That's an awesome God. Hallelujah. They just give you so much joy. You can't even express it. That's wonderful. What a loving and kind Savior. What a joyous Savior. He's a happy God. He wants us to be joyous. And he says, you know, he doesn't want us to be like he said, heavy laden, you know, no, a heavy burden. No, he says, you know, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. So when you are not weighed down and, you know, his yoke is and everything is going good for you, hey, you're happy and you feel good. And Jesus, he wants us to be happy, and not only happy, he gives us or goes a step beyond that and says, I can give you some joy that's just unspeakable. And you can't even express it. If you just think on that, my God. And that's all because he did, you know, because he can do it all, because he can do those things because of what he did for us on Calvary. When he went to Calvary and he died and he was pierced in his side, he had to go through that torture and pierced in his side and spit in his face and crown of thorns placed on his head and nails driven in his hand and nails driven in his feet. Oh, Jesus, help, Lord, help, Jesus. I mean, that's, wow. And I mean, he took it. He took it, and he took it for you and me. I can't fathom the pain that Jesus Christ had to endure. You know, he endured the pain. He said he endured the cross. He endured it. He endured it. And, you know, he told us, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And see, when he endured that pain, and he, you know, he ran his race. He ran his race, and he finished his course. What did he say? Habashiarabosi. It is finished, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, because he had ran the race. He had finished, hallelujah, his course. Oh, my God. Let us be about our Father's business, so that we can run the race, amen, that is set before us, and press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, amen. That's a, he says, a high calling, a high in Christ Jesus. And that way, when we set our hopes and our things, affections on things eternal, then we can be focused on running the race that is set before us, and we can finish our course. and we can hear him say, well done. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Erica Campbell has a beautiful gospel song out. Well done. Well done. And in that song, she talks about when she gets to heaven, won't be nobody to put her out. Has anybody put you out? Have you been put out of any place or been put out or set out? Well, guess what? When you're in glory, you can't get put out of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's just going to be glory, hallelujah, just praise all the day long. My God, hallelujah. So it's time now for us to be about our Father's business and start reading the scripture, reading Revelations and looking at what's to come, because the book of Revelations is not just there at the end of the Bible just to be there. And it may not be a very fun chapter to read because it talks about the things to come. But the revelation means revelation. It means reveal. He's revealing the things that John has seen and the things that are going to come and manifest on this earth. And we must be ready. And we got to be ready so we won't be caught with our works undone. Amen. Because when it's over, it's over. And he said after death comes the judgment. And so it's going to be too late. It'll be too late to try to get it right, you know, once we leave this earth. We have to be ready. If not, there's going to be the judgment, and we have to face. And so that's why we have an opportunity, and we have it through the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. And so we offer you the blood of Jesus on the day, that you can go boldly to the throne of grace and you can obtain mercy in your time of need. And you can stretch your hand and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee, where will I go? And you can ask him to come in and sup with you. And he'll come in. I recall I was in my dorm room in college in Cincinnati, Ohio, when I went down on my knees in the bathroom. I locked my door. And I just reached out and I cried out to God. And I asked the Lord to save me, to come into my heart and deliver me from everything that I needed, sin and sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. And, you know, he came right on in. It wasn't many days hence. If you just seek him, if you ask him, he'll do just what you ask him to do. And, you know, people say you be careful what you ask God for. Because, you know, I always say Jesus specializes. You know, God specializes. So, you know, he not only, he give you a tailor-made blessing, just you, because he is a tailor. Not only was he a carpenter by trade, but he's also a tailor. And he has tailor-made blessings for you because he specializes in things that seem impossible. So whatever it is, you don't have to worry what kind of sin you were in. If no big sin, no little sin, and no medium sin or minor sin or major sin. If sin is sin, and sin is a reproach to all people, any people, amen? And sin, the definition is, of course, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And we talked last Saturday about the transgressor, and he said the way of a transgressor is hard. And so when we transgress, we know that God is a forgiving God, and we just go on and do it anyway. But, you know, with the temptation, God will make a way of escape. And so because he's just good and God just like that, amen, amen. So we need to have a heart for God and have our heart and our mind stayed on him, amen. Because the Bible says as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we keep our mind stayed on him, amen, Jesus Christ, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Won't he do it? Yeah, he will. And he'll give you that peace that you're going to be able to comprehend. Hallelujah. So go and be a blessing. Tell somebody else about the blood of Jesus and let it apply to your life and let it wash you. Let it cleanse you from all sin and unrighteousness. And then give your testimony of how you overcome in Jesus' mighty name. Until next Saturday, we love you. Keep praying for our nation and the sick, the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, the needy, the molested, and the imprisoned. Keep everyone in prayer. The Bible says, pray ye one for another in the name of Jesus. Delight yourself in him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. God bless you.